Hey, yo, what up, y'all? I am excited to share this with you. I could sing a song right now. Like, I could do backflips right now. I can do all of that. The Straight Up Podcast is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard it right. I told you, this year, I am not playing. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, impact to the world, purpose to the world, and to support shows and brands that we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go subscribe to his show. His name is Brendan Bruchard. I know y'all know Brendan. If you don't know Brendan, you're about to know Brendan. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brendan. Brendan is a thought leader changer. He is an OG in this space. He's helped my life so much. I could talk about Brendan for 3 hours. Just go listen, and I promise you, your life will never be the same. Again, it's called Motivation with Brendan. Go subscribe today and watch how your life is impacted.
Lee, let's see how this one goes. I'm out here in the middle of my trail run, and I didn't want to press record in a sense of like, man, you know, I'm kind of out here, you know, just trying to push myself. I don't want to take too many breaks, but again, man, when my heart is speaking, when my soul is screaming at me to say, record this. And as I was running, I really believe that this is the key to the success. It is not sexy. And I believe I talked about this already on the episode, but I want to further talk about this. This is the key to be successful. Like, when I look at successful people, and I'm around very successful people, I've been around successful people, you know, more than half of my life, and I understand, like, what makes them successful? Yes, talent. Yes, consistency. Yes, you know, God's grace, which is not spoken about enough. Because you can have all the talent in the world, but God got to put his sprinkle on you. You know what I mean? That's a part of it. That's why it's very important to get connected to God. But that's a whole nother live or a whole nother podcast episode. But when I sit down, I think about, man, like, what's that one thing that everybody has to have in order to be successful? And I'll talk about successful. I'm talking about you setting a goal, you doing whatever it is that you want to do, and you accomplishing that. Because everybody starts some, right? We good at that. We good with posting what we starting. We good with showing people all of that stuff. But a lot of us don't stay committed and consistent throughout the journey. When I look in my life, it comes back to this one thing that I realized on this run. Like, I'm very, very good. I'm very, very good with trusting the process. A lot of us, and maybe it's you, you try to shortcut the process because you're comparing your life to everybody on social media. And that's not the thing I'm about to talk about. This is just a build up to it. But you shortcut everything, right? You fake the process. You doubt the process. You get impatient in the process. And then what do? You start over. You start something new. The reason I'm at where I'm at, one of the top connector speakers in the world, top influencers in the world, and I'm not saying that to brag on myself, it's facts. Look up the data. The reason that I'm this person is not because I'm the best this or I'm the best that, but I understand what truly create success. Are you ready for it? DG. See, a lot of y'all got IG, and I ain't talking about Instagram. I ain't talking about what Mark Zuckerberg built. I'm not talking about Instagram. A lot of you got instant gratification, and that's the problem. Excuse me. I love nature, but my allergies don't. A lot of you got instant gratification, meaning that you're addicted to the now. You're addicted into the hustle. You're addicted to the quick come up. So if you don't see proof of the work that you put in today, tomorrow, you start to doubt the process. If you don't see proof of the work you put in today, next month, you start to doubt the process. If you don't see proof of the work that you put in 6 months from now, you start to doubt the process. And what do? You abandon the process. And then you go to something else, and you're a professional hopper. You hop from one thing to a next, as I like to call a disloyal gardener, right? You plant a seed, you don't see the results from the seed, you go on to the next thing. A lot of you have instant gratification, and that's the main thing keeping you from your success. So you think, oh, I have the wrong coach, let me get a new coach. Oh, I took the wrong program, let me get a new program, it's not working. Oh, I've done this, I'm on the wrong diet, it's not working because I'm on this diet, it's keto diet, whatever diet, vegan for 1 week and I'm not seeing no results. Oh, let me go to the next diet. And you have instant gratification, and it is poison to your success. I want you to make a commitment right now and a promise to yourself that you're going to stay with it. Stay with it. Stay on course. Stay the path. Yeah, it might not look like it. Yeah, the yellow brick road at first. Dorothy was questioning the yellow brick road. Ran into the monkeys, the witches, the scarecrows, the tin mans. But the yellow brick road was purposeful to get her to where she needed to go to. The yellow brick road wasn't paved with gold, even though it was yellow or gold. But you know what I'm talking about. It wasn't sunshine and rainbows. But she stayed the path. And with us, a lot of times, when we don't see this gold road paved, we quit. Like, what's going to make you committed? Don't come up with no answer that sounds good for social media. I'm talking about this between you and you. Why is it real for you? Why is it real for you? I know why it's real for me. That's why I can stop in the middle of a trail run and just speak my heart to y'all like this. Because it's real for me. I'm convicted to do this. This is deeper to me than most people. That's why I show up the way I show up. This is my second live today. This ain't a live. This is a recorded episode. But I went live just 30 minutes ago for 30 minutes on Facebook because it's real for me as I'm doing my work. Why is this going to be real for you? And be real with yourself. Because a lot of us, we try to be too cute. We try to be too perfect. We try to please people. We try to look the part and all these things. And if you just understood, if you actually, instead of looked the part and you actually was the part, you actually was it instead of pretending to be like it or making somebody think you at where you're not at right now or you're somewhere where you're not supposed to be or you're trying to be and you fall in love with your reality, not in the sense that you're staying there, but in the sense of saying, man, this is where I'm at. I'm never going to be this person again. I'm going to progress. I don't care if it's one step forward. I'm never going to be this person again. I don't care if it's 1 pound less. I'm never going to be this weight again. I don't care if it's one more follower. I'm never going to have this amount of followers again. I don't care if it's one more video view. I'm never going to have this amount of video views again because I'm going forward. I'm going to keep progressing. I'm going to fall in love with the process. And this is the thing that a lot of you need to have. That's a freaking superpower these days. When I look in my life and I think about, man, why have I been successful at everything that I've tried to do? Whether it be sports, whether it be an entertainment business, whether it be podcasting, whether it be video, why speaking, why? I'll tell you why. Number one, I truly believe in it. Like, there's no speck of doubt in me wondering if this is for me. There's no speck of doubt. Of course, I have my doubts in certain things, but I know that I'm built for this. I know this is for me. And the second thing, which is this, what this whole podcast is all about, is I have DG. I have delayed freaking gratification, DFG, delayed freak. I'm going to say freaking. You can put another word if you want. Gratification. Delayed gratification is a game changer, man. When you're not so in love with the now, when you're not in such a hurry, when you're not in such a rush to get there and be there. Like, it kind of reminds me of this trail run. Like, this trail run is hard when I have instant gratification kick in. When I'm trying to, of course, I have times when I'm timing myself and things like that, but when I'm trying to be a hurry to the finish line, I just get burnt out, exhausted. I get tired. I don't enjoy the run. But when I'm out here just looking at the trees, when I'm out here, as I call them, no time runs, I'm not even timing. I'm just enjoying myself and being present with myself. Like, the run is much more enjoyable. You know what I mean? Like, I'm delaying that gratification of me finishing. And I just enjoy it more. But when I look at people's lives that have been super successful across the board, they have delayed gratification. It's almost like they can feel the success before they even get the success. They can feel the success right now from 10 years from now. They know it's gonna happen. They know that harvest is gonna come. They know that tipping point is gonna show up. They know that change is gonna show itself. They know that growth is gonna come at some point. And so they can smile through the process, right? They can smile through the come up. They can smile through the grind. They can smile through the hard work because they know at some point what they're working for is going to show up. Do you believe that? Or are you being controlled by instant gratification? Do you believe that? Or is your mindset being controlled by instant gratification? Is your dream being controlled by instant gratification? Is your finance, we talked about this, being controlled by instant gratification? Is your status being controlled by instant gratification? Are you so into showing people that you're doing this thing? Because listen, I get it. When you start a business, when you go out and you go against the grain and you do something people didn't support you with or people tell you that you're crazy, it's like you want to prove to them so bad that you made the right decision. And you know what I'm talking about. You want to prove to them like you made the right decision. You want to prove to them that you're making the money. You want to prove to them that you're living the lifestyle. So what do? You fake it. You fake it to please people that have nothing to do with your journey. Because you're being controlled by instant gratification. You're getting instant gratification by proving them wrong. You're getting instant gratification by showing them, right, that, oh, you made the right decision. You know, you're getting instant gratification by making them believe that you're doing the damn thing, right? And that makes you feel good. But deep down inside, you really don't feel good because you know you're not there yet. You know that you're living a lie. You know that, yeah, you might have fooled them, but you ain't fooling yourself. I got a question for you, my friend. How would your life change right now if you allowed your journey to be controlled by delayed gratification? How would it change? Right? Delayed gratification, I don't have to prove them wrong or right. I don't care what they think. Yeah, I just started this thing and yeah, I'm struggling through this thing and I might not be making the money that I thought I would make, or I'm not making the money that I'm about to make, or I'm not at a place where, you know, that pleases them and they're making jokes about me. They're talking about me. I'm cool with that because I know where I'm going to be. That's my journey. See, a lot of you following me on year 14, 13, right? You follow me now. But I knew when I started, people would be like, Trent, why you leave football? Oh, look, you leaving football to be a speaker? Look at you. You ain't even getting paid to speak. Look at you. You're selling T-shirts out the trunk of your car. Look at you. You're making these videos and nobody's watching them. Like, look at you. That was the chatter. That was the joke. And if my journey was being controlled by instant gratification, I would have put myself in debt trying to make myself look successful. I would have used a good energy that I could be using on the right things trying to prove them wrong. Right? It was a joke to them. I got laughed at. Are you working at this job now, trying to make ends meet? Man, what happened to your career? Man, you fell off. And I told him, I said, you're right. I did fall off from the life that wasn't meant for me. And I want you to tell people that right now. See, some of you, you're allowing people to tell you that you fell off when you really fell off on the life that wasn't meant for you, so you can get on the life that is meant for you. And guess what? They ain't laughing no more. Guess what? Them jokes that they used to make are now applause that they make. Them jokes that be like, ah, look at Trent. He's struggling. Now it's like, man, look at my dog. Look at my boy. Man, he reaching the world. How did I get to this place? Delayed gratification. I didn't give a damn about what they thought because I already knew what it was going to be. I didn't give a damn about the limitations they put on me because I knew the inspiration, the motivation, the dedication. Yeah. I had inside of me. See, my journey is paved with delayed gratification. Even right now on this run that I'm doing right now, my foot isn't where it wants to be. My times aren't where they should be. But it's all good because I know if I just keep showing up, I keep running these miles, I keep taking care of my body, I'll get to where I need to be because I know that growth, change, struggle, whatever it is, has to surrender through consistency and perseverance, through endurance. I'm going to endure being made fun of. I'm going to endure going through my struggle. I'm going to endure looking like I made the wrong choice by starting that thing. I'm going to endure looking like I made the wrong decision by deciding to get out a certain environment to move into a better environment. I'm going to get made fun of. I'm going to endure that. Because I know eventually what delayed gratification shows me, it ain't about them, but I do know this is true. Speaking from my life, those laughs, as you go down that path of delayed gratification, those laughs start to get quieter and quieter. Those laughs start to sound like this. Silence. Those laughs start to sound like cheers. Those laughs start to sound like support. But you so worried about right now. You so worried about what they saying about you. You so worried about what they writing about you. You so worried about they unwanted, unsolicited, uncredited commentary that you allowing it to control your life. My friend, that stops right now. I'm being straight up with you. We ain't living this life like that no more. You ain't living your life like that no more. You about to fall in love with delayed gratification because you know that the greatest you is going to show up. You know that there's a you waiting for you down the road. Delayed gratification tells us that. You know there's a next level in your business. Delayed gratification tells us that. You know that there's a winner circle that has room for you. Delayed gratification tells you that. So what's going to keep you committed? And you got to answer this question. I can't answer it for you. But what's going to keep you committed to staying on this journey of delayed gratification when instant gratification is all around your life? When we live in a world of instant gratification, when the world is saying, oh, man, you got to show it to prove it. When the world is saying, oh, man, you got to be here to be somebody. Delayed gratification tells me this. I already am a somebody. Who almost said a word that my mama would have been mad at? I'm already am a somebody. Sucker, I'm already am a somebody. Hater, I'm already am a somebody. Yeah, it's like that, and that's how I'm coming. I already am a somebody. I don't need social media to tell me I'm somebody. I don't need some somebodies to tell me that I'm a somebody. I don't need to hear from everybody to tell me I'm a somebody. I am a somebody. And I'm a special somebody. I was already created someone when God put me on this earth. So guess what? Delayed gratification already told me that. So I'm just going to keep going down this path to meet the life that's meant for me. I'm not going to try to please you no more. I'm not going to try to fool y'all no more. I'm not going to do anything for y'all applause no more. I'm putting my head down because my mission is greater than those mentions. My mission is my statement, right? My man Dame Dollar said, man, I don't need a mission statement because my mission is my statement. And I felt that. I don't need no write no sentence to tell y'all what I'm doing. I don't need to have no report. Some of y'all reporting to everybody. You writing a progress report on your life, in your school of life. You writing a progress report as if these people are your teacher. Right? You writing a progress report to them. Filling out a progress report and getting their they're not, right? Not confidence. You know what I'm talking about, right? You're getting their well wishes. That's the best word I can think of. But you know what I mean? Like you're trying to get their stamp of approval. There you go. You're trying to get their stamp of approval. You showing your progress report, getting them to sign. Can you sign this for me? It's like when you at school, right? When you had your progress report, you go to your mom. You're like, hey, mom, can you sign this for me to get your stamp of approval? You're trying to get your stamp of approval from these people. Can you sign this for me? Do you approve of my progress? Oh, let me show you what I'm doing. Hell nah, man. Stop right now. You're about to be controlled by delayed gratification. See, a lot of people don't talk about this. A lot of these people y'all follow, influencers, they don't tell you this part of it. They tell you, oh, yeah, just be successful here in the five things. They don't tell you that it takes delayed gratification for anything to happen in your life. It's impossible, man. Success is impossible without it. Of course, you can get lucky, hit the lotto. You know what I mean? Hit the lotto and make a viral video and your life changes forever, or do something crazy, your life changes forever, right? Some people hit the lotto. But for the majority of us, 99% of us, we got to have delayed gratification. We got to go down this journey. We got to go down this path, man, that hasn't been beaten yet. We got to go down this path that hasn't been paved yet. We got to go down this path that hasn't been touched yet. But it's waiting to be touched by your greatness. What excuse are you giving yourself? So if you got to the end of this episode, man, because I got to finish my run. If you got to the end of this episode, I just want you to inbox me and say, DG, that's it. DG, you can say DFG if you want. If you want to be a little bit, you can say DFG if you want. Just say DG, DFG. And that lets me know that you got this message. All right, we ain't playing for tomorrow. We ain't playing for next week. We ain't playing for next year. We ain't even playing for the next 10 years. We playing for forever. We talking about generational change, man. When you talking about generational change, when you talking about being legendary in your own right, whatever that looks like, man, you got to have delayed gratification. You talking about being legendary. For me, I didn't have a billion video views. I didn't check off every box most people would want. People say, Trent, how you keep going? There's a lot of things I ain't accomplished yet. There's hearts across the world that need my message that I don't even know who Trent Shelton is yet. I got grandkids that I ain't even met yet, great-great-grandkids. I got souls that I'm going to reach that I ain't going to be here to actually even see it. I'm playing for forever. I know I won't live forever, but you better believe I'm going to leave something that does. So if you with me, if you got that mindset, let's get it. Let's get it. Like I said, at the end of every single video, it all starts with you. Man, who y'all know that stops in the middle of a trail run and drops a fire episode podcast? At least I think it's fire. Man, who y'all know that's doing that? Who y'all know that's doing that? That's going to stop in the middle of a trail run, grab his cell phone, don't care about no studio, that's going to pour into y'all's hearts in the middle of a trail run where the dang alligators coming out now. I see them in the lake putting their head out because they done got inspired, right? They like no delayed gratification, right? The birds and the coyotes, I just saw one up there. I'm just playing. But who y'all know? And I'm not trying to toot my own horn, man, but this stuff real for me. I ain't got to wait till I get no studio to read no teleprompter to, you know, get my notes together to inspire you. Nah, this is in me. It's in me. This is being downloaded by the Most High. And I'm not saying, trying to say I'm special. It's just me trusting him. It's me believing and knowing this is for my life. This where this comes from is that conviction in my soul that says, nah, you don't wait. You don't wait to perfect conditions. Trent, you ain't never been trying to be a person that's perfect. And I'm going to tell you right now, as we continue this episode, because I got one more thing. Instant gratification says perfection. Mm. Instant gratification says perfection. Oh, I got to be perfect. I got to wait to have the right studio set. I got to wait. Man, don't y'all know that I'm going to go ahead and say this, and I'm not trying to brag or boast. Y'all know me. I don't say. But don't you know I've made over 7 figures just off of live videos in my career. 6 figures off of last year, just off of live videos, me going live. And there's ways I can teach y'all to do that, by the way. You know what I mean? If y'all want to learn, just by going live. That's it. Not talking about the podcast, just by me pressing live, by me following my soul to say press live. If I listened to instant gratification, I might have would have made 1% of that. Because I would have had to wait till it was perfect. I would have had to wait for a camera. I would have had to wait for a studio. I would have had to wait for the right lighting. I would have had to wait for all these things. Listen, some of you don't have the luxury to wait. Some of you are waiting like you got all the time in the world. Create right now, right? I'm not telling you to be impatient, but create right now, right? Create right now. Stop waiting to be perfect. But instant gratification says, oh, I got to be perfect. I see everybody online. They got the perfect lighting and the perfect filters. I got to be perfect. And you're delaying your purpose because you're trying to be perfect. That's a quote right there. Stop delaying your purpose trying to be perfect and understand this truth. You worth it. Stop searching for it. It's in you. Live it, breathe it, be it. Stop delaying your purpose trying to be perfect. Understand this truth. Two words, three words. You're worth it. Or two words. You are worth it. But instant gratification, right? Says be perfect. Man, F perfection, man. I pursue perfection because I know God is perfect. I'm not saying F God. Don't take that because I know some of y'all might twist my words. But I pursue this world's perfection. I ain't worried about this world's perfection. I'm after a supernatural perfection. I don't care about this natural perfection because it ain't true. It ain't real. And instant gratification has programmed you to be perfect. But delayed gratification programs you to live in purpose. Delayed gratification equals purpose. Instant gratification equals perfection. Your choice. That's why I press record right now in the middle of the jungle in Fort Worth, Texas. It's not the jungle, but in the middle of the woods. I'll be trying to hype things up to make myself on my trail run more crucial. I'll be like, it's tigers out here. I got to run. All right, let me be serious. But I appreciate your time, man. I hope this touched your heart. I hope this spoke to you, and I really hope that you get it. I know it's so simple. You're like, Trent, really delayed gratification? Like, that's it? I'm telling you, man. And hopefully you look in my life and you see the fruit. Hopefully you look in my life and, you know, I gave you some numbers today, which I never do. Like, I don't like to impress y'all with numbers and tell you how much I make off of this or that, but I'm not a capper. I'm not a professional capper like a lot of these people online. They'll tell you they're making all this stuff and they ain't making that. They be capping. Sir Cap-a-Lot, Mrs. Cap-a-Lot. I'm not in the capping, right? I'm in the facts. And hopefully that, I don't want to say inspired you, but gave you a dose of reality. Like, you don't have to be perfect to live in purpose, man. I just want you to know that. And delayed gratification should show you that. Delayed gratification says, man, I'm going to be good at this at some point. Delayed gratification says, man, I'm going to give myself permission to grow. Delayed gratification gives you permission to grow. Right? It gives you permission to grow. It gives you permission to to become, right? It gives you permission to trial and error. Like, it gives you permission to walk into the next level of your best self. But instant gratification don't do that. It puts you in the prison of perfection, and you start to feel like you're not enough because you're not there yet. Like I said in every single video, man, every single podcast, it all starts with you. Share this with somebody, man, that's on the journey. Share this with some athletes. Share this with your team. Share this with your employees that you want to help, you know, live a better life. And I hopefully this message gave you some inspiration to be like, man, okay, cool. I'm on the right track. I'm on the right path. And I'm getting there. All right, man, I've been talking too much. I love y'all. I just don't want to leave y'all. Talk to y'all soon. All right, straight up. Make sure you like this and share this and rate this, man. Let's get this podcast popping. Let's get it.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real, they don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day, the world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies, is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Babe Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, The Boss Babe Podcast will grow your life, like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today, and you will not regret it. Let's get it.